Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of 2 Peter chapter 1, we were talking about the Christian that is not growing is usually not seeking the Lord through His Word. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
A Christian who is not growing is not only barren and unfruitful, but then the third thing we see here in verse 9 is that he is not growing. He's simply not growing as a Christian. Verse 9 says, "He that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins." You see, he's blind. He doesn't have the joy and peace other Christians have because he is backslidden. His joys come from the world instead of coming from God's Word. And he doesn't serve. He's barren. He doesn't really seek to know the Lord intimately. Therefore, he lacks spiritual insight. He's worldly minded. The only Christian things that he likes is something that has rock and roll into it and only goes by the name Christian. But it's like the world, and it has to appeal to his flesh. That is a Christian who is not growing. This is a person who is offended when the preacher preaches on sin or holiness and worries that it might offend someone else. And so, it says here in verse 9, he cannot see afar off. And that Greek word for see, we get it from the Greek word here in this passage that gives us our English word, myopia. Other words, this person is nearsighted. Life is not lived, even as a Christian, with eternity in view. He's nearsighted. He only sees the present. And so this person is so earthly minded, he's no heavenly good. By the way, I didn't get that wrong. Now, there's a lot of people say, don't be so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. Well, in 6,000 years of man's history, there has never, ever been anyone that was so heavenly minded they were no earthly good. No, it's always the other way around. People are so earthly minded, they're no heavenly good. And so this person, this Christian who is not growing, sees present persecution or problems only. They don't see the eternal. They have poor insight, which leads to poor memory. He forgets, as verse 9 tells us, that he was purged from his old sins. Now, this person does not lose salvation. They're losing reward. Remember, he was purged, we're told here in verse 9, so it's not an idea that he was unsaved or he lost salvation. No, he was purged from his old sins. But he's lost his reward because he's forgotten. And he may also lose his assurance, not necessarily his security, because security is the Lord's work. We are kept in his hand. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and no man shall pluck them out of my hand. So my security is in the hands of Christ, but sometimes the assurance may not be there because we're not growing as Christians. And the result of not keeping eternity in view, that it affects the way you live, is that so often you go back to the old sin, much like Peter, after the death of Christ, went back to the nets, the fishing nets. We do see the eternal view in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. There we read, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God." Wow. Made manifest unto God. You'd better live with eternity in view, my friend, because we'll all give an account of ourselves unto God. No one can step in there for us in that accounting. Now, verses 10 and 11 says, "Wherefore?" He says, "Wherefore the rather." Now, I've shared this with our radio audience before, but let me share it again. When you see the word "therefore" in the Bible, "therefore" means that we've come from over there and we're here right now, and this is where we're going to, and we need to be doing this on the way. "Wherefore" says we came from over there, and this is what where we are right now, and this is what we need to be doing right now, right here, in this place. And so he says, "Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." So wherefore, because of these things, in verses 5 through 9, brethren, and this shows it's not to the unsaved, or they would not be brethren. This is to saved people. So wherefore, brethren, give diligence. And again, that term, give diligence, is a continuous or repeated action tense in the Greek. I graduated from Pensacola Christian College, and I also have my doctorate degree from there. And from time to time, they will invite me back there to speak. I remember the first time I was asked to go back there and speak, and my first day on campus, I was just uncertain. I didn't know what I was allowed to do or not to do. And sometimes a question would come to my mind, I wonder if they would be offended if. Well, after a day or two, I was very comfortable. I knew what was and what was not acceptable. And practice took away the uncertainty. And so when I knew what was acceptable, then there was peace, and there was even a joy because I knew what I could do. Now, the same thing is true as a Christian. If you live a careless life and you're worldly, you will begin to doubt. You will doubt your salvation. And you'll wonder, did I even get saved in the first place? And you'll be at a point where you know eternal security is true. But because of the sin in your life, you'll wonder if you ever had salvation to begin with. And some of you that may be listening, if you're truly honest, you've gotten out of the practice of each day getting into God's Word and reading it, having a time of prayer, meditating on it. And you may be going to church regularly, but you're just not doing those things any longer. And my friend, he says, give diligence. Get out of that road. Get out of that way. But in that we're told to do it, that means it can be done. And with Christ in you, you can do it. And verse 11 said, For so means in this way. Entrance has a definite article in the Greek, the word "and," and it's defined as the way into. The way into everlasting life, my friend, is only one way. In John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. And no man comes unto the Father but by me. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, there is none other name given among men whereby ye must be saved. Now, in this passage here, in 2 Peter chapter 1, is addressed to Christians. It is saying to Christians how we ought to live. Add these things in verses 5 through 7, so you can make a grand entrance into heaven. That entrance to heaven will be more glorious. Now, none of us want to be saved so as by fire. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 through 15, speaking of the judgment that takes place on the Christians, some will be saved so as by fire, and others, their works will abide the fire, and they'll come forth like gold and silver and precious stones. And my friend, you'll find that as you've abode the fire and you stood true to the word, then your entrance into heaven is grand. 1 John 2:28 says, and now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. See, Christians are either going to be ashamed at his coming or they're going to have confidence. And he adds here, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That word ministered is the same Greek word as the word add in verse 5, add to your faith. And remember, that word add meant to finance, support, or back a course. And most often the use of this word in Christian literature referred to financial support. So he is instructing Christians to provide for your entrance, that grand entrance into the kingdom that Jesus Christ abundantly provided and paid for by his blood, by providing for your salvation or faith. He supplied virtue, moral excellence. That's what we're to add. Courage, knowledge of scriptures, temperance, doing what you're supposed to do and not doing what you're not supposed to do. Patience, having that endurance to abide under a heavy load. Godliness, which is godlikeness. Brotherly kindness and charity. Let these things abide so you're not ashamed at his coming. And so he said, if these things, in verse 10, be in you and abound. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.